Harmonic Seduction by Cami Allen and Darling Violetta. Their latest release, the Kill You EP, features two tracks previously heard on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Their latest single, Spoiled and Rotten, will send your heart into a spiral of passion. It only takes a moment to lose your soul to Darling Violetta. The Kill You EP is available now at Tower Records, Amazon.com, DarlingVioletta.com, and other online merchants.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
That's a new second hour intro. How do you like that?
Pretty cool.
All right. We got a very special guest coming up.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you. It's really from the bottom of my heart for coming. And those of you that came from far, far away, Vampire Radio, thanks for coming out. Thank you.
That was live at a show, August 26th. Darling Violetta is a moody, sexy, atmospheric group mixing psychedelic textures with dark pop. Darling Violetta is music for vampires and vampire slayers, having performed on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and contributing the theme song for the Angel TV show. Darling Violetta has a growing internet following and is quickly gaining notoriety for its intense live performances. And they are on the phone with us now.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
How you doing?
Great, great. That's not bad. We can hear you guys pretty good.
Okay, cool.
Well, the Cancer Project has been on the air for a little over a year. My first episode was November 17th, 1999.
Wow.
This is episode number 46. I've done a number of interviews, and I usually say at the end, well, we'll be sure to have you back at some point in the future to see how you're doing. That has never happened until now, so you are my first repeat guest.
We're back.
We last spoke to you April 9th, and... Well, I guess, you know, we know your band history pretty well. Cami and Jim met up first, and you guys started playing coffee houses and stuff like that. But how did the rest of you all come together?
Well, let's let the next guy answer that himself.
All right.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, yes, I guess I should have announced we have Cami, lead vocals, Atou, the bass, and Jim from on guitars. Steve, the drum player, couldn't make it, and God only knows where Jerry is, correct?
That's right.
He's on the rag, so...
Oh! Actually, I spoke to Steve earlier today, and he said he had to go record some stuff, probably, so... I'm assuming...
He's not here.
I'm not like our Dave here.
Hey, I'm here.
All right, you guys just came from a practice session, too, right?
Yeah, yes. We did.
So, yeah. All right, so how'd the rest of the band come together?
Well, I moved to L.A. and was looking to play rock and roll, because that's what I am, a rocker. So I just actually answered an ad in the paper, in a piece of Connection magazine, and just met the guys, and we clicked right away, and I started playing with them.
Uh-huh.
This was about 4.5 years ago.
There was a lot of sexual tension between Atou and I.
Yeah, he thought Cami was cute, that's why I joined.
Sexual tension, huh?
Cami is cute. I've seen her picture.
He kissed me once, and he...
What do you mean once?
He promised me not to tell anybody in the band. We were at a Porno for Pyro show.
Yeah?
I said, I don't want to be in Fleetwood Mac, so don't mess with the singer.
That was the second day I ever started. Well, the third time, because we had the first rehearsal.
Was that the third time?
Yeah, we had one rehearsal, and then we went to the
show. I thought it was longer than that.
Now, Atou, you've got quite a history for being a player.
The lady slayer.
You don't deny that, do you?
Want to hear his line?
Yes, please.
What was that song? I don't know. Under the Tahitian. He says, if they play that song under the Tahitian moon, if they play that, that will be so romantic. And will you let me kiss you? I'm like, okay.
Well,
that was only their single. Like, they weren't going to play it.
I had drank at least 14 whiskeys, so I was pretty... I was pretty gone, actually. I woke up next morning feeling terrible. guilt trip.
For more than one reason.
I've gone to L.A. now three or four times and partied with you guys afterwards. And after every set, Atto just disappears somewhere in the bar hunting little females.
Yeah, he's trying out those lines on other women.
Big ones, too.
Now, so all five of you more or less came together via music publications. Isn't that a...
Yeah, which is really... I mean, usually that doesn't happen. Most of the time... It's really hard to meet people through ads and music magazines.
Well, yeah, because most people that have ads in the music magazines usually suck, right?
They suck, or they're just the wrong kind of... There's no musical compatibility, or they're just weirdos.
You get a bunch of weirdos, man.
Yeah.
You have to weed through them. It's like dating.
No comment.
All right, now the Buffy soundtrack overall is a very good record in my opinion. Now, why do you think your song Cure wasn't included? Were you guys approached about it, or?
Good question.
Oh, I forgot to tell. Wait, Cammy, before you answer, I forgot to tell you, because this is your second interview, the questions are going to be much tougher this time around.
Oh.
Okay.
But it was something to do with
the
label. The label that put it out, I think, because the. Even the music supervisor and the creator of the show didn't have, like, total say on what was on
right.
there. So it was, like, a real political, like, music biz type thing. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a band on there that I think...
was on the label that put it out.
Yeah, something. No, Epic had some kind of... It was a lot of favors cashed in by a lot of major labels.
Business as usual in L.A.
Yeah.
We got screwed!
So have you heard any whispers of Angel's soundtrack?
We've heard whispers, but that's about it.
That's about it so yeah. far.
You're actually leading a campaign via your website, darlingvioletta.com, to encourage TVT and Joss to put out an Angel soundtrack. Is that right?
It's funny because we got an email. Somebody forwarded me an email. It's some official Buffy, or I don't know if it's an official, but some internet newsletter Buffy thing, and it said in the email, Darling Violetta is encouraging fans to start a campaign to put out the Angel soundtrack. We never really started a campaign. We just put up... We said, we've gotten so many emails from people saying, when is this going to be available, and where can I get the sheet music, and blah, blah, blah. So we just put up a contact person at Fox and said, if you want to ask them,
uh-huh.
feel free. And the next thing you know, we started a campaign, so...
Well, that's how rumors start. Now, your video, Spoiled and Rotten, is phenomenal. Everyone that I show it to loves it.
The video?
Yes. What kind of national airplay has the video had?
God, it's gotten a lot of airplay.
Porno theaters, mostly.
Porno theaters?
obviously, it hasn't been on VH1 or MTV, but there are so many regional video shows across the state that it's been on, and I think that's helped a lot to kind of get our name out there and give us more fans.
Yeah. All right, well, this next question's for Cammy. I've done a lot of research on Darling Violetta over the past few months. I've read many reviews and interviews on the band. One thing that seems very prevalent in every single one of them is comparison. Your voice and style has been compared to Kate Bush, Lisa Gerrard, Mazzy Star, PJ Harvey, blah, 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 blah.
Jewel.
Yeah.
Del Crow.
Cindy Lauper.
You name it.
Does this bother you?
No, I think it's cool. Sometimes I wonder why I'm getting compared to a certain person, but most of the time it's flattering.
Mm-hmm.
Like the PJ Harvey and who else?
I thought the best one I heard was someone compared us to if Cyndi Lauper hijacked the Dave Matthews Band. But they were just talking about one song.
There was one I didn't like, and that was somebody said it was a shitty review in general. And it said
that
we're on the internet.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
If Jane Wiedlin were on helium.
Oh, great.
That was original. Gotta give him that.
Now, Cammy, also, I know you play piano. Have you thought about doing the Axl Rose thing and playing a piano part for one song?
Yeah, I have. I have. We just haven't done that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sometime in the future we will.
Okay.
The band, they're against me playing an instrument.
Why is that?
Because they think...
No, let the guys answer.
They think, why don't you want me to be behind an instrument?
Steve doesn't want her to be behind an instrument. I wanted her to play guitar, but... Oh, well.
Yeah, I play a little guitar, a little piano, so... I don't know, I like being a freak and dancing around on stage so much. But in the future, I think I would like to do that.
I think my favorite performance of yours was at the gig L.A. where you crawled around on the floor while you were singing. That was pretty good. I haven't seen you do that since, but that was definitely a notable memory.
Was that in the rubber suit?
No, that was the gig LA. That was the bronzer one, where you had your hair all up, or not up, but very curly and full and
patent leather ball gown.
Yes, 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 yes.
I have a feeling I already know more.
I was just looking for
that
a wallet, actually. Actually, I lost it before.
Drop my contact.
Now, $288.21 in payback earnings from MP3.com. Not too shabby. How exactly does that work, that MP3.com payback earning thing?
Well, apparently every time someone goes on MP3 and listens to one of your songs, you make money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly how much it is per listen, but it adds up.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Downloads or listens. Steve, I think Steve knows that, and of course, he conveniently isn't here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do a lot of research on MP3.com, of course, and I got to tell you, over $200 is very, very good. Most artists rack up like $10 or $12.
Cool.
I think our song Cure was number like 40 or 41 and overall on MP3 last week.
Very good.
In the
good.
Last nice. Couple of weeks.
Very good.
Yeah.
Now, Darling Violetta has had an amazing amount of success considering the fact that you've had neither a major label deal or a full-length release. First off, why haven't you done a full-length release?
Well, we're not exactly rolling in the dough over
it's hard,
here.
It's hard to record a full length for $200 and something
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a lot of money we have.
There are definitely a lot of pros to being independent. You have a lot of freedom. But as you know,
too much
recording
freedom.
And touring and promoting, it just eats up money like crazy. So.
Okay.
I think we spend more money than I think if I had a family, I would spend less money. You know? I could put my kids through college and still pay less money than I, you know.
But on the plus side, we don't owe anybody anything.
Well, yeah, you produced your own video. You've got a product line. I mean, you're doing everything.
Yeah.
So the website. I mean, you guys take care of everything yourself.
Yeah.
Now, have you been approached?
Sell my body in Santa Monica Boulevard to to keep up with the. Which is another reason we don't have a full-length release, because he doesn't quite make that much.
Santa Monica, I heard Venice Beach.
Santa Monica's awesome.
They make me do it.
Well, secondly, have you guys been approached by any labels, minor or major?
We have, and to be honest, we didn't really go to the labels with our last record.
Mm-hmm.
We just decided to release it ourselves, and the idea being, perhaps long-term we would get with a major or with an independent with major distribution, but you always have a stronger negotiating power if you have more of a story behind you. And,
yes.
You know?
Well, traditionally, the first album, the artist gets raped by the major label, and you make no points, and that's probably what you're trying to avoid, correct?
Yes.
Now, Steve is married, Jerry is married, Cammy is spoken for.
Oh.
As far as I know, Attila and Jim are still single.
On my finger.
No.
Right on.
I'm going to keep it like
this. All right.
All I know is that a guy lives with Cammy. I don't know any specifics other than that. But as far as I know, Attila and Jim are still single. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So have
you... single and ready to mingle.
So have either of you started macking on DV groupies yet?
You know, I can only speak for me, but you don't want to do certain stuff where you eat, so.
Do stuff where you eat? You mean shit where you eat?
You don't want to step on your on the toes of your good fans. We'll leave that for,
Okay, wait, come on.
Apo's
a slut. Yeah, let's just say it right now.
I've had more groupies than Vince Neil.
He did it all for the nookie.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
You got to admit, it's good to be a rock star, right?
I'm jealous.
He's not gonna talk. Come on.
Come on, Alex.
Give me a good groupie story where you took somebody backstage.
What about that time you screwed Steve's girlfriend?
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
The drummer? Steve the drummer?
Is that who I'm helping out that night?
Yes.
The sick part was at the same time, wasn't it?
Okay, he's not gonna say anything, so I will.
All right, go ahead.
There was this girl that came to town. And,
oh.
And all right, yeah, I remember. Came to our show.
I guess she knew Steve,
and but hadn't seen her in a long time. And then after the show, to make a long story short, Atto took her home, and
They had a really good time, and then afterwards...
Really good time.
Then afterwards, she told him that she was Steve. Steve was my first love.
We wake up next morning, she's like, shit. Yeah, because, you know, Steve was my, he was my high school sweetheart. I'm like, why didn't you tell me that before, you know?
Well,
I felt terrible. I thought they were just friends.
Well,
actually, I think they were together for like a couple of years.
Atto, you want some inside information?
Yeah.
If you want to do this again, one of Steve's college buddies is coming to this Tempe show.
Really?
Oh.
She's a female. So if you want to mac on that, she'll be here.
Did it all for them.
Let's relive the past.
All right, so Darling Violetta is keeping true to his historical past by stepping into new territory this coming Saturday, December 16th. Darling Violetta will do a set prior to the screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show in Tempe, Arizona. You guys excited about that?
Oh, I'm livid.
I ain't talking to you, Dave. Have any of you not seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show in a theater before?
I have.
I've seen it.
You've all seen it in the theaters? Or?
I've never seen it in
the theaters. You've never seen it in
the
theater?
No.
Oh, we got a virgin.
Virgin.
And how do you say virgin in Spanish?
Yeah, how do you say virgin in Spanish?
Virgin!
Virgin. They didn't have the Rocky Horror Picture Show in Mexico, so there you go. That's
he's got a good excuse.
Anyone that's seen a live Darling Violetta show knows that Atto plays continuously with a cigarette in his mouth. I regret to inform you that there was no smoking in the theater, so you won't be able to do that. All right, so what's on Darling Violetta's plate for 2001? What you guys got coming up?
Touring, recording.
We're doing some more recording. We're getting ready to do another video to a song called Candy Jones.
Ah, yes.
And so that's the next thing we're going to do is record three new songs, do a video, and we'll see how far we get in the studio.
I have a question. Is one of these three new songs, would it be Candy Jones, A Smaller God, and Beautiful?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good choices. Very good choices.
So we'll probably release a single and put the video to the video shows again like we did with Spoiled and Rotten.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to try and continue to do shows out of L.A. I think after Tempe, we're going to go to San Diego. And our street team, we have a national street team now that's growing by the minute.
Yes, it is.
I think we're up to 30 street team representatives across the state. So after the holidays, we're going to start working with our street team closely to kind of continue the grassroots build of Darling Violetta.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, do you have anything you'd like to say to the multitude of diehard Darling Violetta fans out there?
You rock!
Just thanks for the support. We definitely feel it, and we love hearing from everybody, all the emails that you send, and hopefully we'll be able to perform for all of you soon!
And if you tell enough friends about us, you get to go to heaven.
Great.
I don't want to go.
Darling Violetta will be at the Gig Hollywood this coming Thursday, December 14th. Darling Violetta will take the stage at 10 p.m., and this is a free show. For free admission, you must be on DV's unlimited free guest list. Otherwise, it's $5 at the door. Email alliefox@darlingviolette.com or call 323-461-8488 by Wednesday, December 13th. Vampire Radio is sponsoring a special event in the Phoenix, Arizona area. On Saturday, December 16th at 12 a.m., Darling Violetta will open the Rocky Horror Picture Show with a 45-minute set. Tickets are just $7 and available in advance at vampireradio.com. The Kill You EP is available now at Tower Records and select Zia Record locations. Also available online at towerrecords.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, darlingviolette.com, and other online merchants. Also, don't forget to stop by darlingviolette.com, enhance your wardrobe with Darling Violetta t-shirts, and join their fan mailing list to keep current on all Darling Violetta events.
Ooh, that's a mouthful.
So did I miss anything? Is there anything?
I don't think so.
No.
And Greg is asking, just confirming, he wanted to make sure he heard that the music video coming up is going to be for Candy Jones.
Right.
Okay.
I'm flirting with Cammy when she comes.
Dave, you're drunk. I'm going to cut your mic in about 2 more seconds, all right?
What
is he saying? he says he's going to flirt with Cammy when Cammy gets here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, off of the Kill You EP, here's I Want to Kill You. Cammy, please stay on the line. I need to talk to you for a few minutes afterwards here.
Alrighty.
And we look forward to hearing you come.
Thank you.
When you're here. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.